Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
From downtown. Yes! Hey there, peoples. This is your old friend Jim Linehan, here on Rockin' the Suburbs. And my old friend, I do mean old, but that's okay. Friend part is also good. This is Rockin' the Suburbs, the daily music podcast that you know and love. And Patrick Foster is off today, and I am going solo here. And what I want to talk about on this episode is the game of basketball, because we are into March Madness now. Starting next week, the NCAA tournament will tip off, and it is the greatest sporting event that the world has ever known. And so we must honor that with an episode. We also honor it in a way with our annual March Madness music-related tournament here on Rock in the Suburbs. What you do there is you go to facebook.com/suburbspod, and every day there's a different matchup, music related to matchup. This year the theme is 80s albums, and each day you get a chance to vote on which one you like better, choice A or choice B, and then eventually we get down to a final and a champion in that. So check that out every day. But right now we're going to talk about a different way music is related to basketball, in that people have written songs about basketball. So I guess that would be the main way. So the thing about basketball songs is this. There are quite a few now, but that hasn't always been the case. When you think about sports songs, I guess probably, I know there have been some boxing songs in the past. You know, going way back, there's been like songs about horse racing. That sort of thing. Not a lot of songs about team sports, except maybe baseball. I mean, clearly you have Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I mean, a song that everybody knows, right? So there's that. Back in the big band era, there were some songs written about baseball players specifically. There was Jolton Joe DiMaggio. There was, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? There was a Say Hey song about Willie Mays. So you had those. Moving on a little bit, wasn't really a song about baseball, but Simon and Garfunkel in Mrs. Robinson did name check Joe DiMaggio as sort of an American icon. You had Bruce Springsteen with a whole verse about baseball in glory days. And then, you know, there's an indie rock band called The Baseball Project, or an indie rock supergroup called The Baseball Project. And all they do is write songs about baseball. And they've had some albums of songs just about baseball. So there you go. Baseball pretty well represented in the world of sports music. But basketball songs developed a little bit later on, and really specifically with the rise of rap. You think of hip hop as being pretty closely associated with the modern game of basketball, specifically really the NBA. So that's what we're going to listen to today, are some of those songs. So let's start here with a song that is so on the nose about basketball that it is called Basketball. I'm talking about the song by the great Curtis Blow. In 1984, Curtis also looked around and realized that there weren't songs about his favorite sport. And so he co-wrote this song. Now, Curtis Blow is known probably best for The Breaks, which is a social commentary song, right? But in this song, he's just rapping about how much he loves basketball. And he even mentions 25 different players in this song. You know, it's very straightforward, but it's got a cool chorus sung by R&B singer Allison Williams, and if you're a basketball fan, it's just a fun song, and The NBA even has sort of adopted it later on, used it in promos for the league and so on. You know, if there's anything that's a theme to the sport of basketball, I guess this would be it. So here we go. Curtis Blow, Basketball. There you go, Curtis Blow, Basketball. All right. Now I'm going to move forward about 10 years here, and this is an indie band, indie rock band, I guess you'd say, out of Philadelphia called G-Love and Special Sauce, but they also have hip-hop elements to their songs. They would do this kind of slacker vibe kind of thing going. It was really cool sound. And in 1994, they released their debut album, self-titled debut album, G-Love and Special Sauce. And on that is a song called Shooting Hoops. And, you know, this is kind of an important song because it's more about just how playing basketball as an activity brings people together, right? So you get some friends together and, you know, you got a ball and you got a court. You may not even need a court. You could play on a driveway, just anywhere where there is a backboard and a basket. Basketball lends itself to just getting together and hanging out with friends. And, you know, it's easy to play. It's easy for people to understand. And you don't have to have a full team. You can just play 2-on-2. You can play 1-on-1, whatever it may be. The other thing I like about this song is while it mentions a number of players, just like Curtis Blow did, what this song is really about when it talks about players like Jordan, Dominique, Magic, Bird, Dr. J, is that act of sort of pretending to be them while you're playing, right? Everybody does that. You know, you make a certain spin move or you take a certain kind of shot and you're, you know, pretending that you're doing it just like your favorite player. Probably not a dunk, you know, unless you have special abilities, but so being like Dominique might be a little bit difficult, but nevertheless, you can always dream, right? And that's what this song is about. So here we go. G-Love and Special Sauce with Shooting Hoops.
Well, when the school lets out, all in the shifts they died. Get the boys together, I'm gonna get a ball and a ride. Lace up them sneaks, all gonna kick off their shoes. I'll miss and play the way, y'all. The best competition. Good move, baby.
All right, there you go. G-Love and Special Sauce with Shooting Hoops. All right. Now, one issue with playing basketball is that it tends to favor those with a certain height advantage, right? So tall guys tend to excel at this sport. And if you don't happen to be one of those guys, well, all you can do is wish you were. And that's where Ski-Lo comes in. Ski-Lo, in 1995, put out a hit single. This was a hit single. This went gold in the United States of America. Went up the charts at number 13. It is called I Wish. And it is Ski-Lo wishing he were a little bit taller, wishing he were a baller. Then he could get the girls, right? In this video, too, Ski-Lo, because we're in March Madness time here, college basketball, Ski-Lo rocks the Chris Webber University of Michigan jersey. That's number 4. All right, let's hear Ski-Lo's lament here. I wish.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9", so I can get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall, and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked it off. So I can lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dang, y'all, I never understood black, why the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, the bottle. Got hit with a bottle, but sitting in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. When in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go.
All right, there you go. Ski-Lo, I Wish, from 1995. And that second verse there, he's lamenting his ride, his wheels, whatever you want to call it, which, by the way, had an 8-track deck in it. He suggests that this is a bad thing. I don't know. You be the judge. All right. Poor Ski-Lo. He wants a 64 Impala. Okay. That song just has a great groove. You gotta love it, right? All right, here comes Shadow. Hey, Shadow, what do you think? He likes basketball. He gets excited when we get excited watching the games. All right, now, that was it. That's the basketball three-pointer, as it were. Oh, but wait! He's fouled on the play as the shot goes in. He was fouled. He gets a free throw. Now, a chance to make this a four-point play. That means we're gonna have a fourth song here. All right. We are going to go here with indie rocker MJ Lenderman. Just 3 years ago in 2002, he released an album with a song called Hangover Game. That's the name of the song, not the album. Hangover Game. And this is a song about the famous Michael Jordan flu game of the 1997 NBA Finals. That was Game 5. The series was tied 2-2. The Bulls, Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls versus the Utah Jazz, featuring, of course, Karl Malone and John Stockton. As I mentioned, series tied 2-2. It's Game 5 in Salt Lake City, and Michael Jordan is sick. For about 2 days, or day and a half, let's say, he lay in his hotel bed, sick, unable to get out of bed, except to expel fluids, right? The guy was vomiting. He was ill, right? The word was, the news was that he had the flu, okay? Later, as this song gets into later, it was revealed that he had food poisoning, apparently from a pizza that he ate. And some have even suggested that the pizza was tainted on purpose by whoever cooked or delivered it to him in Salt Lake City. Possible. This is all possible. But here's the real deal. About an hour, 10 minutes before tip-off of Game 5, he finally gets out of bed. I mean, literally, it was that close. He gets out of bed. He goes to the arena. He starts the game. He plays 44 minutes while still violently sick on the sidelines. Plays 44 minutes. Scores 38 points, gets 7 rebounds, 5 assists. The Bulls win. They pull ahead in that series. They eventually go on to win another NBA title. Commentators during the game talking about how sick he was from the flu. Again, later revealed as food poisoning. He did not look good as a functioning human being, but he looked fantastic as a functioning basketball player. He's the legend, right? Michael Jordan. Okay, but one more thing to add to this story, which you're going to hear in this MJ Lenderman song. Some people have suggested that maybe his illness was self-inflicted, hence the title of this song, Hangover Game. We don't know. MJ Lenderman also has said he doesn't know either, but he's just, you know, throwing it out there. It's a song. It's a mystery, let's just say. So let's hear this song right now. Here is MJ Lenderman with Hangover Game. All right, there you go. Hangover Game, MJ Lenderman. I was just looking this up, and we have had this song on the podcast before in a new music episode, so I apologize if I'm repeating anything that was said there, but, you know, we've had so many songs and so many calls and so many episodes that I can't remember anything anymore. So, all right. Plus, it's a song worthy of playing again, right? Don't you think? All right. All right, there we go. There's some basketball songs for you. Go out and watch some basketball. It won't be difficult to find on your television sets. And let's see here. I got to mention real quickly that you want to cheer on. Here's the teams you want to cheer on. The Iowa State Cyclones. That would be good. That would be worthy of your support. The Louisville Cardinals. So I think those two are locks for the field. Now, if you also want a really good mid-major to tie your wagon to. How about the VCU Rams, the Virginia Commonwealth Rams? Can't go wrong there. They should make the field. I would not put a lot of money on the Indiana Hoosiers this year. In fact, I'm not sure they're going to even make the tournament the way things have been going for them. But next year, I think you can probably, I'm not a gambler, but I would suggest you could probably get a good price next year before the season starts and put some money down on the Indiana Hoosiers and, just to win the whole thing. And you'll come out on top on that one, and you'll have a small fortune, generational wealth, let's say. Okay, let's move on from here. Next week, we have some St. Patrick's Day surprise from Mr. Patty. And then we're going to get into the February new music series. And of course, go to facebook.com/suburbspod to vote on 80s album madness. And also come to Suburbs Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That is July 31st through August 2nd. The details are at suburbspod.com/fest. It is time to make your hotel reservations. It is time to sign up for the Facebook group there and let us know that you're coming. And then it's time to just dream every night away about attending Suburbs Fest, because I'm telling you, if you've been to one before, then you're going to want to come again. If you haven't been to a Suburbs Fest, you're going to want to come for the first time and experience this. All right. Your life will never be the same. And more importantly, my life will never be the same by getting to spend time with you. So come on out. It is so much fun. All right. Let's get out of here. On behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan, and we will talk to you later.
Takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds go ahead.